If they have problems, I'll listen, I'll empathize, and I'm moving on because I got too much on my plate. And that's quite frankly what it is. I don't want to give too much, because how much is too much? Emotionally, physically, mentally. We stress ourselves out so much around this time. Hey guys, it's Mira Hardin and welcome to Brown Girl Trending. Today, I am super, super anxious a little bit to talk about what I'm going to talk about today, which is basically how much is too much, especially around the holidays. And what I mean by that is this is the time of giving. And we all want to give beautiful gifts. We want to give our time. We want to give our energies. We want to donate. We want to make sure that we're contributing in a way that we haven't maybe done all year. But what happens when you forget why you're giving? What happens when it becomes a thing that you're expected to do? I'm talking about this because I live in a community where every single year I get these beautiful little envelopes to donate to the local fire department, the local ambulance department, to the teachers, of course, to the daycare, to the local hospitals. And of course, I tip my doorman. Oh, excuse me, I don't even have a doorman. I live in a house now. Excuse me. But I tip my mailman. I tip the people who deliver. I tip the garbage man. I tip the recycling guys. I am easily out thousands of dollars at this time of the year. No joke. I would be lying if I didn't say that I knew this time was coming up and there was a little bit of pressure for me to go back to working a 9-to-5 so I can have this money, because these people deserve it. Now, okay. So like I said, I'm not a bad person. I do want to give back and I want to give to everyone. I want to donate to every charity that I normally donate to. I want to make sure I'm giving physically, monetarily, but it becomes a lot, especially when there's the emotional giving that's happening, balancing everything and my self-care. Okay, I want to talk about this. I don't know if this is a relatable topic to you guys, but it's every freaking year I feel stress about it. And here's the thing, I've learned to cope. I have learned to cope and I've gotten better. And I think what helps me a lot is to remember why I'm doing what I'm doing. What is the nature of giving and what does it mean? Now, emotionally giving for me, I only do that for certain people, friends, close family members. I try not to get involved in a lot of things. That's none of my business, quite frankly. I have friends that are really good friends that will tell me things and I listen. If they need advice, I'll give it to them, but I don't offer up a lot compared to maybe a decade ago. Before, I was always rushing in to solve everyone's problem. I always had the answer. Sometimes I wouldn't even let them finish what they're saying before. I'm like, but why don't you do this? And why don't you do that? And I have tried really hard to stop that, because sometimes people's problems aren't yours to solve. And sometimes when you try to do that because it's in your nature, you are actually giving too much of yourself emotionally. You get too invested. And when things don't happen the way that you expect based on your conversation, then you get frustrated and upset or worried. And then that kind of becomes a thing that you have to deal with now when it wasn't your problem to begin with. You follow what I'm saying? Now, listen, we all want to share our thoughts and our advice and our opinions, but think about this. If your mom was giving you advice right now about something that you don't really want her advice on, even though you know she's probably right, but you just don't want to deal with it because you're not in that space, why are you giving advice to people who don't want to deal with it and they're not in that space? It's easy to dismiss your mom. It's easy to dismiss your grandma or somebody who knows best, but you're going to do what you're going to do anyway. Sometimes people just need you to listen and not solve their problems. So when it comes to the holidays, I feel like we're always around each other a lot. People are trying to get together. My friends, no exception, we're always trying to get together and spend time together before the end of the year. I am telling you right now, I am not solving anyone's problems. If they have problems, I'll listen. I'll empathize and I'm moving on because I got too much on my plate. And that's quite frankly what it is. I don't want to give too much because how much is too much? Emotionally, physically, mentally. We stress ourselves out so much around this time by giving and thinking about the capacity of what we're giving to people gift-wise, emotionally, spending time, like tapping ourselves out on our weekends, just because it's the season of giving. Okay. Listen, I would be lying if I told you I don't have every weekend planned out because I fell into the role again, but I am making myself accountable right here, right now on this podcast. I am telling you that I am not going to overextend myself emotionally, physically, mentally this year. I'm not. I've already booked up my weekends, but I will not add any more to it. And I am trying to manage the expectations. And this is how I'm doing it, okay? I need to remind myself for everything that I'm doing. Is it out of obligation? Is it out of love? Is it out of societal pressure? Or are you getting personally satisfied by a decision you're making? Those are the things you have to ask yourself. And every single thing I can answer you right now, if you knew my schedule, definitely some societal pressure things. Definitely donating to some of the things that I don't even really know anything about, or it's not even in my name. I'm donating to somebody else or something or a business so they can donate just to say that I've done it. Okay. So I'm victim to that. I will be better next year. Am I extending my time with people that I normally wouldn't see and feel obligated to? Yeah. I've limited it to 3 actual events. And that is all I'm giving. That is it. It is not going to be the 8 or 9 things that I'm forcing myself to go from one event to the other. It's just not, because I just don't want to. I physically don't want to. Emotionally, I'm not prepared. And mentally, I don't need to deal with that stress. Anyways, yes, it's become too much and I am bringing it back. And if you've listened to any of my episodes on this podcast, you will know things don't happen overnight, okay? Not for me anyway. So everything I do is a practice, knowing that it will eventually get better. So if I do that this year, next year, I'll be in a better place because I would have learned to manage expectations for myself and I would have put boundaries on myself that I'm going to practice next year. Now, let's talk about gifting. Guys, gifting. Okay. I recognize that I give too much sometimes. I recognize that if I don't overgift in some ways to certain people, I don't feel like I've done enough. And so I have to recognize that sign because it can be exhausting. Sometimes I love it. Like for my little sister, I give her like 5 or 6 gifts. I love it because she's happy, she's grateful. And like, why not, right? Because I can do it. But other times for other people, it's not joyous. It's obligation. And I know you know what it's like to walk around looking for the one person, for a gift for that one person that they're going to appreciate, but it's stressing you out. What the hell? Why are we doing this? Why? Why? Societal pressure, right? So listen, I'm going to do this here and I want you to do it with me. I want you to set some boundaries. I want you to set some boundaries and put your self-care first. If you are stressing out about that one person, because they're not going to like what you're getting, you don't have enough money, or maybe nothing, they have everything. Nothing you're going to do is going to change it. Like this one gift that you're going to go looking for and spend days looking for and go to different stores and go online is not going to change your relationship. And it's not going to change your dynamic. I promise you, you could buy them a beautiful fine jewelry necklace, or you could buy them a candle. It wouldn't change how they feel. Trust me. The gift is just, I don't even know what the word is. It's just a thing that you do. Now, if your love language is gift giving, you know, you appreciate gifts, but you want them all year long. So this time of the year, it's like nothing for you. It's just, ooh, I get a lot of gifts, so I feel appreciated. But you wouldn't care about what the gift is. I am a spending quality time. If you're giving me time, to me, that's you showing you care about me. Take care of yourself. If something's stressing you out, and you've thought about it like 3 times, you're like, ugh, I don't want to do it. Don't do it. Or make a decision to do something that you're like, okay, this is okay. It's not my greatest act. I don't, maybe a gift card is not the best thing, but I'm going to get them a gift card because at least I got them something and I'm moving on. I'm not going to put this added stress on myself. I'm telling you, balance it. Balance your giving with your self-care. Try your best because the healthy boundaries are everything and want healthy for you and your mental state. Don't let this season give you crazy. Don't let this season be too much for you. Because what happens when you're emotionally or mentally stressed out, physically, you start to feel it. And you're going to be all sorts of ways. And you're going to feel a certain way during the holidays. And you want to enjoy yourself. Don't you want to be that person that has a drink and, wee, my life is so great? Yes, you could be. Don't take other people's stress and don't stress about giving. Okay. Now, I know culturally, it's different for some people. Depending on where you are in the world, depending on what your religion is, there is an expectation that influences your behavior, right? You may be the breadwinner of the family and you have to give back to your family because they don't have as much as you do. And I get that. Don't overthink it. Don't. Okay? Get somebody else to do it. Online shopping is everything for me, but you have to navigate these giving relationships and realize if it's one-sided or not. And how you feel about it being one-sided and what happens if you stop making it one-sided or you cut out whatever is making it stressful for you, whatever is making you feel like it's too much, it is too much. And how can you dial it back for you to feel in a good space? That's the important thing here, honestly and truly. Now, I think it's also understanding your limits. And this is something I'm working on right now. Like I said, me physically being in different places to have holiday drinks or holiday dinners and spending time with people that I normally would like to spend time with, but we could have spent time all year long. We didn't have to wait till the holiday season, but yet here we are. I think you also have to understand your physical limits. And I told you, I picked three things that I'm going to do this year. Three. No more. That is it. And my family getting together for Christmas. That's it. I don't want to overexert myself because when I overexert myself physically, mentally, I'm stressed out. I'm in this space where I have to plan outfits, plan my kid, plan what we're doing. And usually I'm the one making the plans, guys. I'm the one planning the details of our things. I've stepped back from that a lot. Let other people do it. If you want to plan it, go ahead. You don't need my approval. I will happily show up. And if that is a controlling thing for me that I've recognized, that I have the control the situation because I want to make sure everyone's having fun. If I take that planning on myself, then I am more stressed out because I want to make sure everyone agrees with this plan. Everyone's having a good time after they agreed and everyone goes home happy. I'm over it. I want to go to something and I want to feel happy as I leave and not stressed out that I made these plans. Other people are perfectly capable of doing it. Just because I do it all the time doesn't mean I have to do it all the time. And I don't anymore. I don't. And guess what? I may see people less because people don't want to plan, and that's okay. It's a 50-50 relationship. I shouldn't have to do it all the time. So if you're in that situation, don't do it all the time. Simply step back. And if you feel like you're not seeing your friends or your family or whoever it is as much as you would like, that's maybe something you need to address or self-analyze. Maybe you don't need that time together as much as you thought you did. Maybe you're the one pushing a relationship or some kind of connection that other person may not want to push as much. I don't know. Food for thought. I'm not in your relationship or your life, so I don't know. Around this season, I see this often with some friends of mine, the generosity, and I do it too, the generosity that I have, and financial health. Some people feel like they have to be super, super generous despite their financial health because they'll recoup next year. I'm going to tell you right now, okay? Be normal about it. Don't put yourself in a situation that you're going to have to dig yourself out of. Because guys, budget. Budget is everything. I don't budget enough, but I talked about budgeting for charity, budgeting for your gifts, budgeting for all the outings that you're going to have. You need to know where you stand. And if you cannot do something, don't do it. Don't put yourself in a hole next year where you're going to be depressed and have to dig yourself out of only to put yourself back in the same situation a year later. It's just a cyclical thing that's just going to keep happening. Understand what your financial well-being is and what's too much for your financial well-being, right? We talked about emotional. Now we're talking about financial. Know why you're giving what you're giving and control what you can control to put yourself in good footing. No one's going to be like, ah, and if they are, they probably don't need to be in your life if they're going to feel a certain way, especially the people who don't reciprocate. In my experience, for somebody who's generous, there's not a lot of reciprocation happening or to the level of me. And what I have to say to that is there are people who need to overgift to feel in control, to feel a boost to their self-esteem, to feel like they're doing it better than others. If you are one of those people, you need to really step back and analyze why you're in that situation. You need to realize that just because you're giving a nicer gift than everybody else doesn't mean you're on equal footing or you're better than them. And if you feel that way, I think there's a lot of things that need to be addressed here. It's too much. It's too much. You have to reciprocate on even levels. That's what makes you equals. Don't go crazy, guys. Don't feel that strain, okay? I also think it's really interesting that we give gifts at this time of the year, but not throughout the year, because sometimes I buy things for people because I appreciate them and I see something and it makes me think of them and I like that, or vice versa. I'm like, oh, that was so nice of you that you thought of me. We're being pressured out of society's norms in most countries, I would say, that this is the season of giving. This is the holidays. This is where we show our appreciation, but we don't have to limit it to here and now. Okay. We don't have to. We just do it because we're taught that way. So anyway, say no. Okay. Say no. If it's important for you to maintain your balance and your sanity, your bank account, it's okay to say no, because there is something as too much. And I think I have to say this, when you're super overwhelmed, just take a breather, guys. Just take a breather, step back. I would recommend support groups or therapy or someone who has a good listening ear, but you really need to be mindful of where you are and what your situation is. And like I said in my last episode, really know who you are and be self-aware of what you can and can't do emotionally, physically, mentally, because you don't want to cause your own burnout, okay? You don't want to be one of those people where it becomes too much and then you're in danger of negative things. And I don't want to even say what they are, but try your best to self-analyze and be aware and control it. You can. It just takes one step at a time. You don't have to pull out the rug from under yourself, but you can do what I'm doing if it helps you. Step by step, little limitations, little boundaries here and there. And it gets better as time goes on, because the guilt that you feel around this season is a real thing. You cannot escape TV telling you, or the internet, or your browsing history and all the ads that pop up telling you that here's all these sales that you have to take advantage of. I get suckered into doing sales when I wasn't even going to buy anything to begin with, but oh, it's on sale. Don't do that. You don't need to do that. You don't. Stop. Don't do off-the-cuff purchases, okay? Remember, there is such a thing as too much. How much is too much? Only you can determine it for yourself. I personally, anything that's stressing me out or I think about way too much or I get anxiety over, I put the axe on it. I put the axe on it and I wait till the end, and then I just pull the trigger on something where it's not going to be that important to me. And I know that's almost exactly what I said, or the opposite of what I said about pulling the trigger. But when it's not about me, it's not about me. I need to be in a better mental health space, an emotional space. And honestly, guys, it's just one time of the year. What happens if you lose your job or you're in danger? You don't know what's going to happen with your company. You need to be protective of you and yourself. Okay. So I hope this is short, but I hope it's a good PSA for some of you who are entering the gifting season, because I know I'm already feeling the frenzy. I'm already feeling the overwhelming thing. And I put the kibosh on that because it's not really happening this year for me, but I'm okay with that. I am. Anyway, guys, hopefully send this to someone that you know that's stressed out for the holiday season. Take advantage of you making decisions for yourself. Try to be in a positive place. Do whatever you can to maintain your healthy mental, physical, emotional self. I'm all about that. Okay. Don't go crazy with the overgifting this year just because you feel like you have to, just because you need to be in control. Really be self-aware about why you're doing what you're doing. If you want to splurge on a beautiful gift for someone you care about because it makes you feel happy and you're excited about shopping for it, oh, by all means, go and do that. But if you feel negative about it, it's not helping you. It's not making you feel good. It's not worth it. All right. So anyway, pass this on to someone who might need to hear the message, but follow me on Instagram and TikTok @MiraHarden. And guys, please do me a favor and like my podcast, rate it if you can. If you want to write a review, I'm happy to hear it. I'm happy to read it. And you can hit me up at mirahardin.com. Okay. Until next time, have a happy holiday season. Make sure you show your support by subscribing to the podcast, leave a rating and a review. Let me know what you're thinking, or follow me on Instagram or TikTok.